Welcome to the Marketing That Generates podcast, hosted by yours truly, Lauren Powell. For over a decade, I've partnered with business owners around the globe to create and implement their digital marketing strategy. Working together with their teams, we generate more leads, more customers, and more revenue. I'm here to make your business growth simpler by making online marketing simpler. Every week, I'll be interviewing other business owners about the strategies that are keeping their marketing relevant in the long term, so they're not hammered by monthly algorithm adjustments. So are you ready to generate more leads, better leads, and more sales-ready leads online while making the most of your oh-so-valuable time? Then this is the podcast for you. Are you tired of being promised the magic pill that's going to solve all your online marketing challenges? Well, this podcast does not promise quick overnight fixes, nor a one-size-fits-all marketing formula. Instead, it will empower you to think differently and more strategically about your marketing so that you get better results. So whether you're a business owner, solopreneur, or an aspiring entrepreneur, listen in and subscribe for zero fluff and actionable takeaways. And for bonus resources, go to marketingthatgenerates.com. In our current podcast series, I interview the owners of four very different fashion styling businesses, and we dive deep into their marketing. Today's episode is the first of that series, and I interview Daria Andronescu of Wonder Wardrobe, based in Portugal. Daria has an impressive background. A former gymnast, she started her image consulting career in Milan, Italy, and traveled around the globe helping men and women look their best. Now, through her business, Wonder Wardrobe, Daria shares her talents with the world through her online courses and one-on-one services. In fact, over 10,000 students have taken her styling courses and have created more exciting, more versatile, and more sustainable wardrobes. In this episode, Daria gives you the scoop on her marketing, how she's getting in front of new prospects, and what's converting them into students and clients. To get all the links in this episode, make sure to visit the show notes. Daria, I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you've built this incredible business teaching women all across the globe how to create sustainable capsule wardrobes. So for anyone who's listening and might not be familiar with what that concept is, can you share a little more about exactly what a capsule wardrobe is?
Yes, sure. The concept of the capsule wardrobe is not new. It's not something that I can take credit for inventing, but I would like to think that I created a wardrobe system that caters to the needs of modern women, especially in this stylistically trying times when our fashion choices tell a lot to the world about us and our sustainability values. A capsule wardrobe can be seen as just a collection of clothes, like dresses, tops and bottoms, if you will. And then when we put together all these items, it creates a beautiful wardrobe full of interchangeable outfits. So basically, versatility is the key word in a classical capsule wardrobe.
I think that's fabulous. And you have a really unique approach to capsule wardrobes. So I'd love for you to share a little more about that with our listeners, because, you know, when you look at kind of the standard traditional capsule wardrobes that you see online and blog posts and in education, it's very basic, often maybe more neutral colors. And your approach is a lot different than that.
Yeah, exactly. A Wonder Wardrobe is a capsule wardrobe that I think takes things more into a personal and practical area. And this means that once completed, your wardrobe will be full of interchangeable outfits that are very personal to you. So I believe that there shouldn't be any wardrobes that look alike, because we are all different and unique. So our wardrobes should reflect that. And these outfits represent your personal style, your color preferences, fit that complements your body. And probably most importantly, they show your values and help you achieve your goals, both personal and professional. And I think it's unique among other capsule wardrobes because it is tailored to your lifestyle and it will keep adapting with you. And I think another difference is that a Wonder Wardrobe doesn't limit the amount of clothes and lets you have a wardrobe as big as you want, because a classical capsule wardrobe only consists of maybe 10 items or maybe 20 items. But if we're being realistic, it's really not enough. Yeah. And we're always going to want to have more. So limiting your choices is really not a good way to do it, I think. And it's also the most sustainable capsule wardrobe to have, because it teaches women to love themselves and their clothes so that they wear them for as long as possible.
Yeah, so let's talk about sustainability a little bit, because I know that's really important to you and it's something you place a big emphasis on in everything you teach. So maybe you can talk a little bit about how sustainability shows up in both your tree planting initiative, as well as kind of the pushback against fast fashion. I think that's the right phrase.
Yeah, exactly.
That you teach.
Yeah, sustainability is very important because it's a way of life for me. It's not a big word for me anymore, since that's how I've been living my life for a very long time now. And at the same time, I have to also acknowledge my privilege as a white woman and to constantly, you know, understand that sustainability is not attainable to everyone. So I try to make fashion education lead towards sustainable practices, because that's the only way forward we have as a species. And the extreme capitalist system we are all part of has taken over sustainability and is kind of profiting from it as much as it can. And even often I hear women say that as soon as they read sustainable, organic or something like this on the label, they write it off as expensive. And you've probably heard that as well, right?
Yeah, I have.
And that expensive price label is something that is put on a lot of things. Organic food, also more expensive, even though it takes less resources and less chemicals to grow. So I made it my mission to show women that sustainable fashion can be affordable, that there are brands that we should support, brands that we should avoid, and actions we can take that make our wardrobes more sustainable. And yes, we actually are partnering for some years already with the Eden Reforestation Project, because I think trees are the best way to reduce carbon emissions, especially in areas that have lost forests. So every purchase made on Wonder Wardrobe, be it an online course, a personal consultation, or any of our shopping guides, turns into trees and save jobs for those that believe in the same things as us. Isn't it great?
I think it's so awesome. And I was sharing with my husband, because a client I worked with, gosh, maybe 6 years ago, started creating these recycled towels from plastic, right? And I was sharing with my husband, actually, I think last weekend, about how much water it takes just to make one t-shirt. And he was dumbfounded, because he had no idea how much resources the fashion industry takes to produce. And when you think about places like Zara, which was a big case study for that we studied in business school, about how amazing they were with mm-hmm. their growth. But when you think about them and how quickly they're turning around trends, and how you know, some of their factories are in ships offshore just so they can deliver fashion quickly. I mean, it's not the most sustainable consumption, because we're just kind of feeding into all these new trends. And I think sometimes that's very overlooked when we think about our wardrobes. And I just love that you make it so easy and accessible to say, hey, here's where you can vote with your wallet. And here's some really great brands that are sustainable. And even in some of your guides, you say, not only are they sustainable, but here are some of the things that they're well known for. They're well known for their prints, or they have really great dresses. And you really help direct all of your students to make better choices in a way that doesn't feel very overwhelming.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's really not that hard. Because being sustainable with your fashion choices is mostly wearing what you already have and being excited about creating new, unique combinations, mixing your old stuff, you know, just shopping your closet. And the second best sustainable thing you can do is to buy what already exists. Yeah. Fashion, secondhand items. That's also very beautiful. But by buying them, we reduce waste and reduce resources that being wasted on new clothes. Because as you said, yes, to create just a new pair of jeans or a t-shirt, it takes so many resources that we can't put back, you know, we can't make water, we can't produce that much cotton. Now there is a big thing in fashion industry because we don't have enough cotton for everyone anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like here in Denver, Colorado, where I am, just this past weekend, we won the terrible award of the most polluted city in the world, thanks to all the wildfires that are happening as a cause of climate change, right? And so it really makes you think about your choices. At least it makes me think about my choices on, okay, where can I reduce waste? Where can I make smarter buying decisions so that I'm not just contributing to this problem? So I just think it's really beautiful what you do in terms of the forward thinking approach you have to fashion that I think maybe feels a little contrary to the industry, which is always what's the latest and greatest and buy more and more and more. So let's say someone's listening to this podcast and wondering, like, am I ready for a wow wardrobe? Am I ready for a wonder wardrobe? When would you suggest someone seek out your services or your online courses?
Oh, well, there is a difference between going for my personal service or for my online course. And they can decide depending on how much work and time they're willing to dedicate to improving their wardrobes. Of course, the fastest, easiest way would be for me to do it for them. But I think the more fun and life-changing way is taking the course. I will be there for them in both cases anyway, of course. But I think the class offers so much more. And when you take the full Wonder Wardrobe course, you become part of a wonderful community of women who constantly share their outfits, their capsule wardrobes, struggles, and their fashion solutions. And their generosity is something I never actually planned for, but for which I'm constantly thankful. I think it's very empowering and freeing to learn a lifelong skill compared to hiring someone to do it for you. And I would say, you know, it's time to get a Wonder Wardrobe course when your closet maybe is packed with clothes, but you still have nothing to wear. Classics. Yeah. Or for example, when you get anxious every morning putting an outfit together, you have a choice fatigue or you're just anxious about your figure that nothing fits you well. Or maybe when you find your closet boring and you're not sure what to buy to make it better. So the Wonder Wardrobe course was designed to fix all of that. And I know that you've taken the course. So let me turn this around and ask what made you go for a Wonder Wardrobe.
Sure. So I've always really appreciated the capsule wardrobe concept in general because I like to have a minimal approach in general to life. And I'm not very good at picking out my own clothes, to be honest. So I like to just go in my closet and say, hey, I know exactly what I'm going to wear. It's going to look good on me. I don't have to think too much because I've never been someone who's been very good at being creative with my wardrobe choices. I know what I like, but sometimes what I like doesn't look good on me, or it looks good on my friend, but not on me. So you know, I had played around with capsule wardrobes for a while, but to be honest, my choices were pretty boring. It was like black and white or gray, all of which I learned after taking your course aren't necessarily my best colors, first of all. So, you know, I was choosing maybe colors that washed me out a little bit or didn't make me look as great as I could. And then, you know, on top of that, I was having a hard time figuring out how do I have a fully interchangeable wardrobe that looks interesting, that doesn't look boring. So, you know, this year I got COVID and I had a pretty tough recovery. So I'm normally a very active person, but during this time I wasn't. And I was kind of sitting around and thinking, okay, what can I do? I got to do something a little more interesting. And I thought, oh, I'll work on my capsule wardrobe. So I found your YouTube videos online, which are incredible. And then that led me to taking your course. And honestly, what I loved about your course, for the exact same reason you talked about the difference between your services and your course, is it's helped me learn a skill set that I never thought I would be good at. I never thought I would know what, how to pick necklines or how to pick proportions of clothes that look good on me or what colors I should be steered to and how to pair them in a way that's interesting. You know, it's been life-changing, and I've only kind of refined my summer, the summer capsule wardrobe. So I'm just so excited about what this means for not just now, but the rest of my life. Like, I now have yellow in my closet. I never thought that was a color I would wear. And I get complimented every time I wear it. You know, it's just been really great. I wake up in the morning, I know what to wear for work that's going to look good on me on Zoom. I know how to use that after work when maybe I don't want to be as formal. Not that Zoom's that formal, but I do need to show up professionally for work over the camera. So it's just, I think it's been really amazing, especially for someone who doesn't have a natural talent for fashion. It's really helped me look at my wardrobe in a different way, understand the styles that I like, understand the proportions that I like. I mean, honestly, it's been incredible. And then the fact that you have this amazing Slack channel with a community of women where you can talk to, I mean, someone a few weeks ago in Slovenia was sharing her wardrobe and I was getting ideas from what she was sharing. I mean, the fact that I could have that conversation online is just pretty cool.
Yeah, nice, nice. And I think your next capsule is going to be even better, because that's what I see from my students, because I love looking at their progress. As you said, we have a Slack community where everyone is sharing their wardrobes, and I know each of them and I love to see their progress from where they start and how they progress and how happier they become and how more confident they become. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I imagine it's like a muscle where the more you work it out, the better you get, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'll say, like, for example, when events were a thing for work, I had, you know, really streamlined, okay, here's how I show up to events. All of these things work together. I can pack it in a carry-on suitcase. But I didn't have the same thing for the rest of my life. And it's been really freeing to start to work on that for the rest of my life, where I just don't have to think so much in the mornings about how am I going to show up and feel good about the way I'm showing up.
Yeah, exactly. We have more important things to do than that, right?
That is exactly
then
right.
Then think what to wear, yes.
That is exactly right. But you do want to feel good about what you're wearing.
Of course, of course.
You know, you want to feel good about the way you're showing up in the world, and you also want to communicate a certain message, especially at work, for example.
Yeah, you don't want to be stressed or
about
what to wear. Exactly. You just need to know what to wear, what makes you happy at this moment, what makes you feel more professional, look more professional, or feel more relaxed, and so on. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really great. So maybe you can share with our listeners a little more about why you started this business, because I know you had this kind of amazing previous career in Milan, and now you have this Wonder Wardrobe business that's incredible. So what made you kind of shift over into your own business after all that time in Italy?
Well, I think I will start earlier than that to just so you understand. I think I've always been on my own. I was a professional gymnast for most of my childhood, and I often found myself alone in different countries, going to competitions and stuff like that. So independence is somehow a way of life for me. And I never had the time to rely on others. So this carried into my professional career as well. And yes, exactly. I started a professional shopping and styling business in my early 20s, fresh out of a Milan school for fashion styling. I got international clients and traveled the major capitals, Milan, Paris, Berlin, searching for the clothes that will make their wardrobes wearable again. And after seeing so many women, and actually men as well, that struggle with the same things of having a lot of things in their wardrobe and nothing to wear, I decided there must be a better way to deal with this problem. So I distilled the knowledge I got from my teachers in Milan and my professional experience into an easy-to-take online course. And since then, I've constantly updated the online course, and that seems to work wonders for women from all over the world.
Yeah, I'd say it does. And that's a really interesting insight into your background. I used to be a ballerina, so I can really understand mm-hmm. that self-reliance. And when you say you started a business in your early 20s, my first thought is, oh, wow, how brave. But then when I think about your background, I think, oh, it makes sense. Why why would she do it any other way? So I imagine there's a discipline, a persistence, and this understanding that perfection, if you will, takes time. So
yes.
Understanding iteration and rehearsal and practicing and continuing to improve your online course, I would imagine, comes naturally to you.
Yeah, exactly. It also taught me that I can make mistakes, and that's not a big deal. I can learn from that. So it helps, of course, when you start your own business. Yeah,
definitely. So you added online courses to your business, and you have over 10,000 students in your courses. How has adding that more, if we want to call it leverage revenue stream, in addition to your one-on-one services, impacted your business and your life, I guess?
Mm-hmm. The Wonder Watch, of course, is constant work mm-hmm. and has seen many new classes and helpful tools being developed in comparison to my personal services. The course is a more leveraged revenue stream, but it's different from other courses out there that leave you to figure out all by yourself. So it's not my side gig. Yeah, it's very complex. So it's nice to see that smart women like yourself find it by themselves and jump straight into it. It helps me by allowing me to focus on my students and their problems. And I take personal consultations, but not as often as I should, maybe, because it just takes a lot of work and energy to get everything right for one person, while a student, for me, is more like a partner. So they learn things, and I'm there to learn from them. And that will always be more rewarding for me. If I were to take on the one-to-one clients, I couldn't change the damage the fashion industry is doing at a fast pace. Yeah, I couldn't reach my goal. So maybe it would be financially more rewarding, but I would rather have less money and make a bigger impact in terms of sustainability.
I think that's a beautiful mission. And I also think what you said about your online course not being a side hustle, or maybe sometimes people describe online courses as passive income, and I think they aren't, because it's so much work to constantly improve the content, constantly ensure your students are having the best transformation possible. So I really like that you called that out, because while it is more leverage, there's still a lot of work to make sure the students have the best experience possible.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I found you through YouTube. But I know people probably find you and your work a lot of different ways. So maybe you can share a little bit about some of the different channels you use to get in front of new potential clients?
Yeah, getting in front of the right people is a topic my husband and I talk about constantly. He's a former creative director and now a full-time marketing director for Wonder Wardrobe. So our talks have led us to test and understand what works for our business over a long period of time. And we get in front of people through usually long form content, such as the YouTube channel or through social media, where we always try to engage new people to ask questions and also seek solutions for their wardrobes. And I think one of the most successful strategies for us is to lead by example, because I'm one of the examples and I show women that follow me how my wardrobe has evolved. I also show them a lot of different wardrobe examples with different styles so they can see themselves in them and see that it's all possible. And of course, we also like to show on our channels our students' wardrobes and their unique ways of solving their wardrobe issues. Because I think inspiration can come from a lot of places, and we just try to be very generous and share valuable fashion advice constantly. We always tell people about our why, and it's important to find the right people, because we can't serve everyone. Yeah, we need to find exactly those women that are ready to take a step forward to improve their wardrobe, their life. And I think our why is what sets us apart, and it's what helped us find our tribe of committed women.
I certainly felt that way when I found you. Now I'm I'm biased because I'm also a student, but I think you guys do such a great job with your long form content, like between your YouTube channel, your social media content, your blogs, like they are so helpful. Your course takes it to another level, but if someone just wanted to get started, they could get so much from your free content, which I think really may turn someone into a brand advocate and a customer for life, because they see, oh my gosh, if I can get all this from Daria from her free content, what is the course going to look like? You know, which dives even deeper into everything you teach.
Yeah, of course. But I love to share. I think I have so much to share that I think, of course, taking the course is like, you get a lot of new knowledge. You're exposed to a lot of new ideas, but still sharing a lot of valuable, helpful information on my blog, on YouTube channel is essential, because it's a lot. It's a lot to learn.
Yeah, there is a lot to learn. And, you know, were you ever at a point where you felt like, gosh, I'm creating all this content, but I'm not seeing students? Did it take a while to get to the point where you saw an ROI on the back end of that content?
Yes, of course. In the beginning, no one cares about your ideas. Of course, you need to be patient. You need to just keep going and look for those people that are interested. And I think the turning point was when I started doing SEO. Yeah, so I think organic search is very important if you have an online business, online course. So this was kind of like a turning point for sure for me to bring my content to more people, to show it to more people. Yeah, but of course you need to be patient and just wait for it.
You know, you say of course, but I hear all the time business owners who think, oh, if I just publish online, all of a sudden like business comes pouring through the door. So I think there's this myth that online marketing is instantaneous. And I think maybe sometimes it can be if you have the right topic and it's hot and you're the first one to market, but most of the time it's not instantaneous. So I appreciate you sharing that it took some time for you to...
Of course, even like to convert a person to our student, it takes a lot of time. Sometimes it takes a week, sometimes it takes a month, sometimes it takes years. I just received a very nice email from a longtime follower a few weeks back telling me how she's been following me for over a year and now she finally got the online course. So I know it takes a long time for someone to turn into a student from just a follower. So patience is a key.
Yeah, I like to call it the... buy now or goodbye forever approach, where sometimes we think if people don't make an instant buying decision, that means they're never going to be a customer. And that's so far from true. People take different periods of time to decide they're ready for you and your services. You know, in my case, I watched your videos and I bought right away, but I'm also used to buying online education. I had a lot of free time on my hands and time to dedicate. So it was easy for me to make a quick decision. But let's say it was pre-pandemic and I'd never bought an online course, it probably would have taken me a lot longer to make that buying decision. So I think it's an important lesson to share that, hey, everyone buys at their own pace. So you also have these great free guides on your site, like the Office Capsule Wardrobe Guide, that to me from the outside looks like it takes traffic and turns them into email subscribers, where you've kind of qualified that traffic and now have a way to follow up with them. Have those guides been helpful for you for that same reason that I mentioned?
Yeah, of course. We offer not only free guides, we offer free classes, free lessons, quizzes, a lot of things. And of course, the main point is to invite them to subscribe to our weekly newsletter. And my weekly newsletter is something that I'm also very proud of. I love it. It's very engaging for me. I don't know for other businesses how it is, but for me, I get a lot of feedback on it, a lot of conversation, sparking newsletters. So it's not just one-way conversations like maybe some other businesses have. For me, it's very engaging. So yes, we do a lot of this free content to get more leads, more emails. Exactly.
Yeah, and I agree, your newsletter is fabulous, and I can imagine that it does create dialogue. It's not just a monologue based on the topics that you share. You know, it sounds like you have a really great partnership with your husband working in the business. Does that help you create all this content in a way that doesn't feel overwhelming because you've divvied up responsibilities?
Yes, I would say, of course, he's a very big help for me because he's always making sure that I have the right tone of voice, I give enough advice, that it's not some empty blog post or a newsletter. So that we always offer some solutions. So I would say that we definitely create content together. Of course, he doesn't create capsule wardrobes, but he definitely makes sure that my message comes through. Yeah, I think it's very important to have a person like that in your business.
Yeah, absolutely. And you definitely, I've never seen, now I've only been exposed to your content since April, but I've never seen you have anything empty and not of value. So I just think everything you offer is really, I mean, even you had a sustainable jewelry guide.
Yeah.
I don't know, that you released maybe a month or two ago. My timeline might be off, but for example, my husband was saying, what can I get you for our anniversary? And I said, hey, go find some earrings from one of these places. I mean, it was just, you offer so much great stuff. I think you really do a great job at your marketing, in my opinion.
Thank you. We try.
I bet you do. So if you had to give one piece of advice to another business owner who's like you, is working on their marketing and growing their business, what might that piece of advice be?
I think my one piece of advice would come down to one simple question. Who are you helping today? I could have said selling, who is selling today, but I didn't for a very specific reason. I think no one likes to be sold something, but we all need help with something. So be generous with your tribe, find them, and lead them to a better place through generosity. It's that simple. If you figure out the answer to this one question, the rest, I think you can learn, be it SEO or lead generation, conversion, funnels, and so on. You can learn these things or get help with them from professionals such as you. We all have our own skills and other professionals have their skills. So listen to them, follow them, and just keep learning. I think that's the only way to better help your specific tribe reach their goals.
Yeah, and if you put that helping first mindset on everything you do, the monetization is going to follow that, in my opinion, because people like to buy from people who they like. They like to buy from people who help them. They like to buy from people who are generous in the way they serve.
Yeah, I think it's very rare now to see businesses that are generous. They mostly just want to trick us, sell us something as soon as possible without recognizing our human side, that we might just need some support, some help,
Well, thank you, Daria, for being so generous in everything you shared today. And for all of our listeners who want to check you out online, learn more about your courses, and follow your amazing content, where can they go?
They can go to my website. It's wonder/wardrobe.com. They can check our blog posts. They can check my YouTube channel. You just need to search for Daria Andronescu. I have an Instagram account, of course, and most importantly, subscribe to our newsletter so you get the best fashion advice weekly.
All of those links are in the show notes to this episode, so please make sure to check them out. And thank you again, Daria, for all your time and expertise.
Thank you so much, Lauren. It's been a pleasure.
Heck yeah! You just finished another episode of the Marketing That Generates podcast. I hope you found a few takeaways that you can put into action right away. If you want more on today's episode, head over to marketingthatgenerates.com for show notes, links, bonus resources, and related episodes. Plus, if you're looking to connect with other amazing business owners just like you, be sure to join my free community. You can get access at marketingthatgenerates.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll meet you back here next week.